Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's hump day with Swanee. Are you ready?
Yeah,
quiet, you're ready.
I am, but we don't have ears, so I didn't know it was playing, and then you just started talking.
Samantha Richards and Dane Swan, hello.
I do have ears. It's not ears, you know.
We need a bit of a debrief first, don't we?
What on?
On your wardrobe, or?
Why would you bother? We didn't get to speak much last week.
We didn't. No. I looked at my notes. I got through two questions.
How many did you have?
I had a whole page of them, so probably had about 10 or 12.
I rang Samantha on the way home. I said, how much of your notes did you get through? So we both got to about
20%. Yeah, 20%, I reckon.
We got through all mine.
I was about to ask.
It could be you, Dane.
Is it harder for you or easier when you know you got through all the prep that you've made?
Harder, because I did so much prep, so much hard work, but it's obviously you don't need much prep with that, do you?
Did you prep for that? Need to? Because you know him quite well, obviously.
No, that's what Ralph's job is. And yours.
Correct.
I was coming off the back of you two.
Yeah.
So he's obviously less scary, but I think he's funnier when he's in a good mood than when he's not. And he was in such a good mood.
Well,
it was just hilarious.
It's two different types of humour.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's the good humour you want from Ed. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not the one you can laugh at 6 months later when the shit you've been in trouble with has subsided.
So I was with him for a decade or so, and that was during the Nathan Buckley love era. Sam, I think himself here. I think it's actually Ed loves you even more.
Oh, I'm not sure. although there was times at the footy club where I'm sure he didn't.
It is one thing that did take me by surprise how high he sung your praises.
Well, I think Ed's very good at doing that for everyone. So, you know.
Oh, so you think it was just a bit of PR?
Well,
no,
he likes
it.
To make people feel good
it,
about himself. So I'm sure if we had another place sitting here, he would find an angle to
so he would adopt them too.
Well, he'd find an angle to say why they are so good at what they've done for the footy club.
Okay.
I'll take it. Yeah, I should have him on every week for the first 5 minutes. Fucking real ego boost, which is good. Walked out of thinking, maybe I should still be playing.
Did he get you up and about, feeling good about yourself?
Yeah, that's what I mean, absolutely. I was like, maybe I should still be playing. Fuck, it's not bad, yeah. Need him to draft me, or well, he can't, but.
And had you met Ed before, Sam?
I'd met him once before, yes, but it was
an Ed meeting.
Yeah, it was the morning after the Brownlow, the year that only a couple of years ago, when Collingwood were playing in the grand final, so they're having a training session that morning.
Who won the Brownlow in 2011?
2018, you mean? When Collingwood? Is that what you mean?
Oh, you mean the recent one?
Yeah.
Okay, that one. Okay, yeah.
2018, I think it was. Yeah. And so, it was an Ed meeting because whilst I was there in a working capacity with Collingwood uniform on, I kind of blended into the crowd, so he shook my hand. Hello, nice to meet you. Hello, what are you doing here? Oh, lovely, thanks very much. And on to the next person.
Yes.
Yeah, but lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, we just need to park your selfishness a little bit.
Yep.
So how come we have to leave early?
We have to leave early because my son's got a social calendar now.
Yes.
What?
He's got a social calendar.
What do you mean?
To uphold. He's got baby sensory classes to go to.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't know until I get there. It's his first class. I presume we're just going to do tummy time together and sing songs, I gather. But it's going to take me an hour to go.
Your son's about 6 months older. Don't tell me you don't do sensory time.
Do you do baby sensory classes,
Dave? I've never heard that term before in my life. He very well may do them, but
You don't. With you. You don't take him to do them.
Well, he's not in the country at the moment. No. But now, while he was born in a time of COVID, so we weren't
able to do those.
You weren't allowed. But
are you a bit sad that you're missing out on like story time at the library and?
Well, we did. We did one via Zoom and stuff where they sing songs and that. But
yep. How did you go with that? Do you know the words?
Yeah. Yep. Three little ducks or something go running.
Three little ducks go running.
You know that one?
Not quite sure. No. I do.
Three Dan. Ducks would you go, like? Go over the hill or something like that.
Oh, that one, yeah. Give us a rendition.
No.
That's okay. We got time.
No, I've forgotten it. singing and dancing is not my thing, Samantha.
You
I
don't
do
know.
Way, way, way worse things before I did them publicly on air.
Right. We can take his level out while you practice.
Have you got to the stage yet as a father where you just think, what the fuck am I doing? I can't believe I'm doing this.
That's been like most of my adult life. So, yes and no. But yeah, you do some ridiculous things, but
don't you?
It's part of the job, isn't it? I guess.
Yeah, you know. I remember
part of the job.
Early
it's
on,
part of the job.
Did you say job?
Yeah. What do you mean?
You can't say it's part of the job.
What is it? What is it? What
really
is it? Not
job,
part of the job.
It? It's not really a job.
Pardon?
I wouldn't really call it a job, would you?
That's exactly what it is.
Being a father.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else is it?
I wouldn't use those words, but it's not really a job. That implies that you're obligated to do something that you don't otherwise. You know, you wouldn't otherwise do.
If you ask a stay at home mother what their job is, I'm a stay at home mother.
You have a point there. He does have a valid point there.
So,
is the juice worth the squeeze?
What?
This is the question.
To be a stay-at-home mother, well, you ask Samantha, but look at her, she's not a stay-at-home. She works two jobs, a mother and
and a podcaster. Well,
yeah, exactly. And marketing or whatever else you
do. Just slight segue. When someone that doesn't know you says to you, oh, what do you do for a living? What do you say you do for a living?
I said I'm in the Dane Swan business.
Does it pay well?
No. Not as well as it did 10 years ago.
Right.
But okay, but listen, the lights are still on.
That's good.
So it pays well enough.
Have you thought of starting to pimp out Tate so he can earn his keep? Or?
Yeah. A lot of thoughts have gone through my head, Samantha. Yes.
I haven't seen any paid partnership Insta posts with Tate in it yet. But
well, he's not here, so it'd be very hard for him to do it. Obviously, Tweed get 20% of it.
Yeah, well, that's
he'd get 20%. Is that what your manager gives you as a cut? Just 20%.
No, it's a cut I would be giving Tate.
Yep.
In a bank account.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, that I could use if needed.
Just a little.
Well, if we needed it
on the side there.
If we know. Well, yeah. You see, we have to pay for 10% of his flight. You can't afford that.
This is very true. He needs to start contributing.
Exactly.
So if we buried the lead there, so you're flying solo at the moment, are you?
Yep.
How are we coping?
Weekends are good. Weekdays are hard. Yeah. It's different considering like how much chaos you have in your house for the first 8 months or something like that, and then it's gone. It's weird. Yeah, it is weird. I've obviously been away from Taylor for a month, 6 weeks at a time. I've gone overseas, so it's not really a problem. But yeah, being away from Tate for the first time was weird. It was a little hard, but she hadn't seen her family in that in 2 years. So being the selfless kind of guy I was like, you can just go early. You can just go early, and
that's nice.
I'll meet you over there. And depending on the amount of giving back I'm allowed to do, and if I'm allowed to get to Darwin in 2 weeks,
What's Darwin?
Just a bit of charity work.
What do you think?
Does it involve wearing boots or
yes,
a suit?
No, I was meant to play a game in Darwin. Right. But I don't think I'll be able to get there because I won't be quarantining for 2 weeks. So if I can't. So
there isn't that much juice?
Well, geez, that'd be a big 2 litre juice with some pulp.
Pulp.
For me to get me to quarantine. But I'd quarantine for like. Till I got a negative test or something, you know, like a day or two, 3 days. But the Albion opens next weekend, so.
Oh, God.
So I have to be.
That's work.
So I have to be for that. And then the weekend after, I was planning on going to Darwin playing. And then shooting off to the States, but if I can't go to Darwin, I'll obviously leave earlier to go straight over there. But yeah, you don't think. I was like, fuck, oh, nah, I won't miss him and stuff like that. I'll be able to be a slob, you know, just lounge, do nothing. But like I said, on the weekends, sort of fine because I'm keeping myself busy by going out and having a beer and or just going to Sydney this weekend or just thinking of something to do. But it's like the midweek stuff, which is weird, like not having the chaos at home. Like, yeah, that sucks a bit. But I know I'll see him in what, minimum 2.5 weeks or a month.
So does that mean you're not quite as good at doing fuck all now?
Yeah, well, yeah.
You're elite.
Yeah, exactly. I am. Like, just only having him for like an hour, then giving him back.
Yeah.
So and then I'll like doing fuck all again. But yeah, you do. You obviously, you would both know. You become accustomed to like having them and just.
The mic's back on now.
Okay.
I was off the mic again.
Oh, what a surprise. yeah, the chaos of not having them around and like not being able to see him and just how quiet the house is quite weird now. But listen, is what it is. I sacrificed 4 to 6 weeks with my child to
give back to the community.
Exactly. So you know she's loving being over there with family and her nephews and stuff like that, and he's obviously having a good time. So yeah, I'll be over there soon enough and we'll spend a couple of months over there and then yeah, and we'll figure it out. I won't have a return flight, so we'll see. He's got 2 passports, so he can stay as long as he wants.
And you?
I'll be shunned after 3 months. I have to be out of there by in 3 months.
Oh, so the podcast comes back in what, February?
Well, we can do it on via the internet, I think. That's
become a thing, possible, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, all right. I think so. If we can figure out a time that suits us all.
Where are you going? New York?
I will be in New York for a bit. Florida. For the majority of it, right, we'll do New York and a bit of the Caribbean. And I don't know. We haven't really figured it out yet. We'll just wing it. Stay with her sister, and then then we'll go to New York, see some of her family, and then we'll go get some sun. Cause I'm not, mate, as this has been fucking atrocious this weather. Yeah, like Melbourne should be disgusted with itself. And then
I did see you tweet.
And then I'm not going to New York for 2 months and being in the snow and then coming back and being back to cold. I can't have that. I need some sort of warmth.
A friend of ours did that for 10 years, and Craig Hutchison always looked a picture of health and never.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Well,
missing the sun. Definitely for not a decade. Doing that.
That's what people always ask. Like, would you do 6 and 6? I was like, I'd love to do half my time here, half my time there, but I have to be. Well, I don't have to be during the footy season, but. Yeah. The business of Dane Swan would dramatically fucking decrease. So if it was summer over there, I would definitely stay and then go from October to February and be warm all year round. But I can't do cold weather 24/7. It's not for me.
No.
Actually, speaking of the business of Dane Swan, did you tag Dane your LinkedIn post with Eddie?
I tried to, but I don't think you have a LinkedIn page, do you?
What's LinkedIn?
The business of Dane Swan is above LinkedIn, not necessary.
What if someone wants to network with you?
Well, there's ways and means. I'm a public figure.
I'm a public
figure. There's ways of getting to me.
It has to be our title. I'm a public figure, if you don't mind.
Listen, whether I want to be or not, or sometimes I don't necessarily want to be, but yes. As people keep trying to tell me on social media, I am still trying to stay relevant whether I am or not, so...
Well, you'll know when his relevance starts to decline when he does jump on LinkedIn. So when you get that, you know, that notification that Dane Swan wants to connect on LinkedIn, obviously things are going south.
Yeah, I guess.
Are you got any bands, any concerts you got to go to while you're over in the States, or is it just family catch up?
Oh, fuck, I know where this is going.
I don't. I haven't really looked yet, but I actually don't know where this is going. So you might as well
wear a raincoat.
We've got a new favourite band, have we?
I still don't know where this is going. Pardon?
the world is.
Oh, them. Yeah, well, apparently. Or well, one vocalist, anyway.
What goes through your mind?
At what state? Well, I'm trying to think. Is it Gary in row 4? It just goes, hey, get me up there. And when she says, can you just lie down? Well,
yeah,
you gotta,
I want to know how Cam's got to
strap your head.
Did she just go while she's singing? Fuck, I could go a piss right now.
Well, obviously.
And he goes, oh, I'm here, I'm ready.
Well,
is that what happened, or did he go, Hey, do you need a wee? Because I need a golden shower.
Oh,
the chicken or the egg? How did that go down?
I was like a dedication to hydration.
Yeah, she was quite hydrated, wasn't she?
Well, it's tough work being up on stage for, I don't know, an hour and a half, 2 hours, and obviously sweat a lot. She obviously hydrated a lot and probably overhydrated.
By the looks of things.
Because she obviously needed to go and...
And she went.
Thought his face looked like a toilet.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Google Brass Against. It's just one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
Probably all you have to put in the Google search now. You probably don't even need to finish that sentence.
Did you like their apology?
So. Here it is. So I'm going to read it out here. We had a great time last night at Welcome to Rockville. Sophia got carried away. Dane, I've heard you previously say they're not getting away from you.
So I was going to say, I like that kind of, because she actually doesn't say anything. So the band's obviously just said it.
So that's like Colin.
I'm sure she's probably not sorry. She's like, when you go to see, what are they called? Brass Against?
Brass Against, yeah.
When you go to see Brass Against, what you get, it's like when you listen to Swanee and Friends, it's you get Swanee and Friends. You don't get fucking topics about gardening or something like that, you know? So Brass Against, they have a fan.
That's not something the rest of us expected. And it's not something you'll see it again at our shows.
Well, that's a shame.
Thanks for bringing it last night, Daytona.
Yeah, exactly. So
rock on.
Wow.
So the people I should be able to get away with. They're rock stars. What they do.
Wow.
Where do you go from there? Do you say, well, I've just weed on the guy's face, but here's a ballad from the new album?
I don't think you'd go directly to a love song. Yeah. No. You never know. That might be one of the biggest acts of love. Like if you let someone just squirt on your face.
Oh my god, she didn't quite squirt. She weed.
Did you see the power that came out?
I did see. It was like a fire hydrant.
Yeah, exactly.
She's been holding it for a while.
She's been doing her Kegel exercises.
Oh my god. Who's worse in that situation, though? Like Sophia,
or Gary,
singer? Or Gary?
Yeah.
Who's more unwell? Who needs help more?
Did he necessarily know it when she said, "Come up on stage and just take a lie down for
he
this
fucking
angle"?
Fist pumped afterwards. He was absolutely there for the ride.
I missed the fist pump. I might have clocked off by then.
I was quite hydrated, so I wouldn't have tasted. Wouldn't have tasted bad.
Wouldn't it?
I was just.
Who would you rather be in that situation?
Who would I rather be?
It's a hypothetical, really.
It wouldn't have bothered me. I'm not sure I would have had the flow that she did, so probably just been fucking when I was the only thing I could relate to is say was I was playing footy, like, you know, that's about the equivalent of like her up on stage, her working would be me. And like if I tried to, not that I ever had to come off the ground and have a piss or anything, but if I tried to piss it half time, there wasn't much coming out.
Right.
So it would probably have been pretty ordinary.
What if
it would have been a waste of time.
What if the drug testers were watching?
Yeah, well, it takes forever. Like, you sit there in the back, and then, like, you finally get a little bit. You might get, you know, just enough to pass the line. So, like, this big build-up would have been just an anticlimax.
That's the thing, right? When I was trying to work out what she was doing, I was like, oh, she's giving him a lap dance. Oh, she's taking her pants down. Oh, that's happening. Then there was a significant delay, and I thought, she's going to get stage fright here. This is going to be rather embarrassing. But then, no, she came through, didn't she?
Mind over matter.
Yep, she got the job.
Exactly.
Done.
That's what you have to do, especially when you get drug tested. You just have to. It's all mental. Mm. So she's obviously mentally very strong. As well as her pelvic floor and that, obviously very strong. But good on her.
So, Dane, I got half hour into a show that some people have watched on Netflix so far called Squid Game.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck is that?
It's hard to watch.
Didn't like it.
So we get cancelled. Because we were laughing at an internet site and how moronic fictitious sexual acts are.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of those people who cancelled us are laughing at Squid Game were just random murders of poor people. What am I missing? Have you watched it, Sam?
Didn't play AFL.
Right. Okay.
This is probably true.
There you go.
The reporting journalists didn't have agendas against men who played AFL. AFLM, should I say?
AFLM.
Yeah, we watched it, but Similarly, it took us a bit to get in. Like, we watched your first episode.
The first episode was slow.
Yeah, I was like, what are we missing here? What's this? What's all the hype about? Or maybe we should watch the second one. And then we watched the second one. We're like, maybe it's the third. And it took us a while. And then after we finished, we're like, well, that was a couple of hours. We're never getting back. I mean, it was okay, but I wouldn't call it the best thing that Netflix has produced.
Because when Swanee tweets out that the makers of this are real sickos, I mean, you've got a high bar when it comes to sickos.
Mm. It was, I didn't mind it.
That does not surprise me.
Yeah. I thought it was all right.
You also didn't mind that lady pissing on her fan.
Well, it's
fan engagement.
Exactly. That's a concert you'll never forget, is it?
And to be honest, I'd never heard of Brass Against before.
Exactly.
Now we have.
Any publicity is good publicity, so they say.
Good on her.
The Squid Game was good. Like, it's one of those ones where you needed to know what happened. So they did a good job of dangling
socially,
a carrot.
Socially, as in like when you get to the pub with your mates, you probably need to know what Squid Game is about. So that's why you
No, just for my own.
Okay, for yourself.
Yeah, just for my own. Whatever, but season 2 is coming. Are you going to watch that?
Not really.
So there's only been one season.
Yeah, I assume so.
Righto. No.
So it wasn't you?
I went straight to Succession.
I like Succession, but you have to think a bit more. Use your brain a bit more. And I'm too busy staring at my phone or fucking going to the fridge. You need to be like, you need to sit down for the whole time and get it all in. Yeah, something I'm not good at.
Can we touch on your outfit? Because I've seen you twice in 2 weeks and this is the second. It's a real fan shirt, isn't it?
I'm a Nuffy. Yeah, 52.
Like
Nuffy,
with a capital N. What's going on here?
Well, I haven't experienced a lot of premierships previously.
We know that.
And I don't have to give a fuck about getting dressed for work. So
you've only got a couple of weeks left because once day one of pre-season starts, mate.
That's right.
It's all over.
It's all done. It's all done. It's what we used to get told.
How many?
Oh, a handful. Yeah.
So just for the listeners at home, he's wearing another...
They all bought after the granny or they...
I bought these two and...
And the other 12?
And the official merch. So this is unofficial merch.
Okay.
Not the footies with... Not the dodgy footies that were going around.
Did you buy one?
You're doing some work along those lines, aren't
you? So I was careful what I said.
What else did you buy? What compels you to go out and buy the official t-shirt?
So are they from a Melbourne footy club?
No, these are the unofficial. It's called Footy Tees site.
Yeah.
Yeah, just Nuffy sort of retro stuff.
Yeah, that's all right. But you've only got till day one of pre-season because that's when it all stops.
So do you have anything like this, Dane? Like, is there anyone that you're passionate about?
Certainly don't have any Melbourne memorabilia at home.
When
you actually play,
only what Collingwood sent me at the start of the year, so like a couple of scarves and a hat or something like within their membership
packages.
There's
nothing that gets you in the feels like he's been got by this premiership. Is there any team or movie? Like, would you go out and buy?
Would I if I was at the game? When I was at the Super Bowl, I bought like a Chiefs jersey, but that didn't make it home.
No.
But maybe if my son has an interest in footy in that and we go, I might have a little bit more interest. But obviously, I would like Collingwood. But I'm not going to cry if they won it, or I'm not going to wear a Collingwood polo down the street.
I reckon polo's the line.
Yeah.
Polos.
Unless you work there, that's right.
Unless you actually can't wear a polo.
What about the Collingwood jumper overseas and stuff like that?
Overseas, all right. Only overseas.
Not the jumper. Our jumpers are completely different to like NFL jerseys and NBA. Like, there's a, I want to say, coolness, but like it's so much different wearing like an NFL jersey or an NBA jersey to whacking on a Collingwood jumper and cutting down the street.
It's awesome when there's like a game, you're watching a game of the West Indies, and they cut to the crowd and someone's there in a Western Bulldogs jumper. It's awesome.
I think maybe they're actual playing jerseys, so they're tight, so they're not built
they've
for
got it over their hoodie.
They're not built for comfort, they're built for like actual playing the game.
Yeah.
Where like your NFL jerseys, your NBA jerseys, ice hockey, all the soccer jerseys actually a bit looser, so maybe that's a thing. You don't need to see a 50-year-old man cutting down with a fucking skin tight
man boobs.
Collingwood or whatever jumper cutting down the street. Now it's great to support your team and more for that, but maybe just put like a hoodie on or a t-shirt.
That's part of our heritage. T-shirt. Like the shorts previously were super tight, obviously, yeah. In the 80s and testicle separators.
Well, if you cut down the street with the shorts and the jumper, gone full
yeah,
whiz.
You better work there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Otherwise, well, you got some issues.
The Wiz probably still would do that.
What about signatures, Dane?
Definitely would.
Yeah.
What about signatures? Have you ever lined up for a signature?
Good question.
Yeah, Shaq's, I think.
Oh, you have?
Really?
And that's fair enough.
But,
circumstances.
How old were you?
No, man, I was a kid in America, maybe 12, 13 or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
But well, the line was too big, so I said no.
Oh, so you didn't end up getting it?
No.
You?
No.
I don't think there's anyone I'd line up for 2 hours to get an autograph from.
No.
Well, I knocked back seeing the Queen, so I don't know.
I know, that blows my mind.
I don't think there's anyone I'd line up for 2 hours for just for an autograph.
Yeah, no.
I might have to get someone who has seen the Queen just to swap stories on that one. Okay, so just before we get to our messages, so part of giving back, you're what, Rye RSL for a bit of a Palmer?
Oh, yeah, no, I was just down there. No, we were paid for that. Wasn't much going on down there. Demographic was a bit older on a Wednesday afternoon, a fair bit older, twice my age. But now we had a mate who's leaving for a year, so we're on his farewell tour, which is fucking at about stop 700 at the moment. So sick of him. We should go overseas. So Sydney this weekend, then couple more things before we go. Leaves early. It's about the same time as I do. So, and like I've got, and I wouldn't necessarily been able to get down there for a couple of nights, but I'm flying solo at the moment. So I was like, well, I might as well. So my health deteriorated a fair bit in the last couple of weeks, it's fair to say.
You're not piss fit?
Oh, I am now. Fuck. It's been a solid 2 weeks, mate, but went to the train, did some exercise for the first time yesterday, so I have to play this game in Darwin. I'm coming from a long way back. I was actually starting to get myself in a decent shape, did some running and some kicking and that, and then 2 weeks, Melbourne Cup day, it all went to shit. But so I'll do some work tonight. I have a kick, I think, with Dale tomorrow, see how that goes. Do some Thursday, then I'm in Sydney Friday to Monday, so that I'll just ruin all that again.
Mm.
And then the RBW is the weekend after, so I'll ruin all that again then. Mm. Meant to be playing in Darwin the weekend after, so fuck knows how that's going to happen, to be honest, but we're going to try.
What's Dale's level of fitness at the moment?
Oh, he's a couple of rungs under me.
Okay.
Yeah, below me. But I haven't done anything for 2 weeks, and I've given my body a fair fucking workout, so. But he's, listen, all you can do is get out and try. You're only competing against yourself.
That's very true.
Exactly, yeah. You're only competing against yourself.
I've got a question for you based off the chat from last week. Obviously, Ed mentioned that he'd heard that you might be coming down to the club pre being drafted, and that they were kind of excited about the prospect of Billy Swan's.
That's where I think there's a couple of don't let the truth get in the way with the story.
Because what pick did you go?
58.
So he waited a while to pick someone up he was pretty excited about. But
it's because I was shit, Sam.
Well, he said he's excited to see you, but then the AFL have come out and said that you're one of the best value draft picks of all time. Yeah. How do you answer that?
Well, I don't disagree with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do you have to say to Ed for leaving you till number 58 if he was So excited to see you.
I'm sure if we did the like most clubs do the redraft, I think I sneak somewhere in the top 10. But I was a slow burn, Samantha.
Right.
I played – we could sit here and I could tell my story again for you, but I don't think we've got enough time. But I got dropped halfway the year. I got dropped the year I got drafted for having a poor attitude, not getting a kick. Mm-hmm. So I played 3 good games in my whole under 18. I only played fucking 17 games or something, but I played well in the finals on the MCG. So
when he couldn't stop getting it, quote unquote.
Exactly. Well, I was just waiting to get to the MCG before I started to showcase my talents, apparently. That's why I didn't do any good in Williamstown's reserves. Right. I was just waiting for the big stage.
Got a few efforts in you.
I was shit is a short answer, and I was selfish and it's all about myself. And I thought playing AFL was going out, getting drink cards and doing your best on a Saturday night. So it was a while then. We know I got in, like we spoke about last week, I got in trouble, got arrested, and then the rest is history, as they say. So I didn't get going until 06, 07, and I got drafted in 01. So I was clogging a list there for a while, as you would say, Sam. But I've somehow managed to sneak out of career.
And if I spoke to Dane Swan in 2002, I got my timeline right?
Yeah.
In within 20 years, a player would be delisted because he wouldn't take drugs.
He wouldn't?
Yeah. Well,
Liam Jones. I haven't read that story today this morning. that's wild, isn't it? But
my leg's stuck.
But, you know, listen, I obviously don't agree with Liam Jones. I think I'm obviously double jab. So, but how can you hate on him? He's got more skin in the game. He's put his money where his mouth is. So a lot of people sit there and complain and whinge and moan just for being a contrarian or go and protest because they want to fuck the system, whatever it is. But he's put all of his money where his mouth is. So, you know, you kind of got to tip your cap and go, righto, well, you feel that strongly about some, what can you do?
Yes.
Mm. But, yeah, obviously I don't think it's the right decision, but for whatever, I don't know what cultural or religious or whatever beliefs he has which says he's not allowed to get the jab, but if that's it, well, you know, who am I to argue with him? He wants to do it, and like I said, you got to tip your cap because he's put his balls on the line and said, I'm walking away from like a $1 million contract, whatever it is, you know, over 2 years. It's a lot of money. Well, I don't know how my belief would go fucking right out the window if I had $1 million sitting on the table. Like, there's your house, you're feeding your family. And I'm assuming, I don't know if he's got kids or not, but what can you do?
I wonder what he's going
to
do.
Good on him, I guess. Like, good on him for sticking to his beliefs and not being, you know, not being bent by the pressure that is the media and the AFL, but yeah, not a decision I would have made.
I give him a tick for, apart from what you just said, by not speaking. Because once you, I think, a bit different if you're Dane Swan, Samantha, but once you stop being an AFL player, you're no longer public property.
Yeah.
So, and if you're not, as in if you're not trying to leverage off it, if you're in the media, you're still public property. But he's had a good career, he's decided to stop.
Exactly.
He owes the media and us nothing, right.
I don't follow him on social media, but I'm assuming he hasn't made a big song and dance about it.
Sure, don't want to speak. As far as I know,
he'd be on the front page. So
see,
exactly. That's what I mean. There's a lot of people out there who are trying to make waves and noise just to be heard and trying to get a profile or trying to be contrarian or whatever it is. But he's just gone, fuck it, I'm not doing it for whatever reasons he decides, whether we think they're right or wrong.
Yep.
He believes them. A lot of people probably believe half of our beliefs are wrong. So good on him. He's Carlton again. That's a shame. Carlton losing their best defender. That's a shame. It's a fucking real shame, isn't it? But at least they'll have another excuse this year when they finish 9th or 10th.
That's it.
Yeah, but it's disappointing to see someone not being able to go out in their own terms because he was obviously very good. But, it is what it is. He's strong enough to stick to his beliefs, culturally, religiously, whatever they are. And, he'll move on. So will he be allowed to play local footy? So I know a club that could use a key back. Yeah. Do you have to be double backs to play local sport?
I think you will have.
You will?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's coming yet. That's a good question. So is it because you know a –
club that could find room for him, or because you know a club who's on baller would like someone in defence to hit him on the chest?
Yeah, well, I play it half back now too, so he could just he could play on one end as well. But yeah, listen, I know you'd probably be a big fan of this podcast, so if you're listening, just reach out. Yeah, just get on my LinkedIn page and we'll be sweet.
from our Instagram, I always put out questions from Nico. Swanee, are you keeping up with the left, right and good night for Nathan Brown's chin?
Absolutely not. Like I previously mentioned a couple of minutes ago, I haven't done any kind of physical activity for a while, but went to the gym last night with my neighbour. Nearly had a heart attack, but no, it's a short answer, and there's been nothing
juice come or
of,
squeeze.
Nothing come of that at all, so I'd imagine that's dead in the water.
I'm getting the impression that people, because you couldn't give a fuck what people say about you, that people are happy just to throw your name in at times just to...
Well, maybe, yeah, but as far as I'm aware, nothing of the sort is happening.
All right. From Brendan, Samantha, can you give tips on how you survive the day after 4 a.m. wake-ups?
Well, I'll let you know after today because I've been up since 3:30 today.
Oh, you're a trooper.
Well, you know, someone's going to do it. Stephen definitely isn't.
From Hees, Ralphie, thoughts on Betfair? Well, my thought is they're not sponsoring this podcast, so I've got nothing to say.
Well played.
From Grant, do you like that Collingwood is run by ex-Lions premiership players and an ex-Carlton coach?
Who were that?
Well, that would be Fly and Brendan Bolton there.
Yeah. If they bring success, I couldn't give a fuck where they're from. So yes. I'll look how it went with when we brought a Collingwood. We was, a minute away from winning a flag with the, you know, Collingwood's greatest. But, I think it's good to have some outside people. They bring a different element, bring a different level of learning and development in. But, listen, the proof has been put in. If they go shit house, well, we'll fuck them off and find someone else. But that's unfortunately how coaching works, same with playing. If they go no good, they'll be getting the ass. So, I think from all reports, everyone's pretty excited to have him down there. Which he's a great development coach, apparently, but sometimes I always wonder, like, you bring in this great development coach to develop the young kids.
Yep.
But what about when they're developed?
Yes.
What happens? Because if he's really good at developing young kids, what happens when they mature and become developed? Does the wheels fall off because he can't, you know what I mean?
So I joined the media when I was 26 or 27, so I was older than most guys, and when I became mates with players, I found that actually blokes towards the end of their career felt a bit unloved and unwanted for probably that reason. Would that be fair? Guys I knew.
No.
It's not fair.
I certainly didn't feel loved or unwanted because I wasn't being coached on the sprung floor to do extra kicking. I certainly didn't, no.
You were more than happy to be left alone.
Yes, absolutely. Mate, I had to go out there on my days off and had to handball 10 times at the goalpost from the goal. Mate, yeah, some of the shit I used to have to do was everyone was walking home and I was...
Just yell out, Billy. Swanee, use your microphone properly, please.
I was kicking balls at the goalpost 10 times on both feet and handballing it while everyone was going home. So I certainly do not miss the days of being developed.
From Neon Leon.
Yeah.
When are you getting Didac on the pod? Keep up the great work. Best podcast out there, by the way.
Oh,
Alan, don't know. I can ask him. I'm not sure we'll get a favourable response. He's one who is just like to drift off and be forgotten about Alan. But
does he live in South Australia now?
No, he lives.
No, he's back here
in the eastern suburb somewhere. Yeah.
Okay,
address.
yeah. Doxing was that what that's called?
From Mano, on Swanee's fuck scale, how fucked is the world at the moment right now?
Pretty fucked, yeah. So this weather, mate, Melbourne is horrific at the moment. Like, it's freezing cold.
Bone chilling.
Fucking embarrassing, is it?
Like, it's embarrassing. It is. It's not. It's so un-Australian.
It's disgusting. Needs to sort of stuff out quick smart. Yeah. But yeah, it's not well, the world.
From Tommy, why is Ralphie's microphone always considerably worse than everyone else's? Yes, well, we've had a chat in here and I've asked the lads to just throw something at me when I'm off mic, so apologies.
I can do that.
Yep. From Big Sim, is a kiss still a kiss if you don't make the peck noise?
Ooh, how do you kiss without making that noise?
Well, that would be his question. So I would say probably not, it wouldn't be.
No, it's just strange.
Just
it is a good part now about catching
the
up.
Microphone, yeah. In case you're
when you don't have to.
I'd say it's not a kiss,
right?
Yeah.
No, well, it's just
so being socially awkward. I'm very
please don't go and try that.
I'm very happy with the fact that you don't have to kiss people for no reason when you catch up with them now.
Yeah, is that because of COVID?
Yeah.
Is that COVID related?
Well, I think that's been the sort of, you know.
Yeah. Are you a handshake or a hugger? Handshake?
Oh, generally handshake, yeah.
Yeah. Women?
What's that?
You handshake everyone?
Women?
Yeah.
I do start
because you'd hug. I'd hug Sam.
Yep.
But I don't hug or handshake you, so.
Well, I think it depends on your level of interaction with a person.
Yeah, well.
So, but I generally put my hand out, and often a woman will say, "Give me a kiss."
Or yeah. Which, well, mate. Well, yeah. Look at you.
No tongue.
Have a look at you. Well, why wouldn't they? Absolutely. Exactly. Men might grab you like it was hugging.
Yes,
yeah,
I know. Exactly. Hey, from Adzi, Pinot Party winner.
I did.
Are you a part owner of a winner of a horse race?
I did, yeah, Roller Dice Racing. Yeah, the last at Morpheville on Saturday, $6. Get out stakes.
So they've had some real stars over the last 12 months.
They have.
None you've owned.
No, zero. No. Pino got the chocolates on Saturday afternoon, which was nice. Long time coming.
Have a little something on it?
A little something.
Very good. Is Benny Gale here? No. I was just shaking there. From
giving away our guest, Ralph.
Yeah, good work.
Well, I figured people aren't listening to this live. It's a podcast.
They might listen to this one first.
Yeah.
It'll just come up.
And then they'll see special guest Benny Gale.
Why? How do you know? Some people just listen to him on automatic.
Good Lord, Ralph.
From Gaff, thoughts on the Hugh Greenwood situation?
Which Gaff?
That was a almighty fuck-up by the Suns, wasn't it? unless they're that advanced that they knew someone was going to get him. So they were trying to move him on without moving him on. You know what I mean? Imagine if they were that clever, but then that'd be good with their list manager and that. But you don't know. So, that's a awkward one for the Suns, isn't it? If they actually wanted to keep him.
Well,
they really wanted to keep him. Why would you do that?
Well, because you can free up. You have to delist X amount of people.
When I was playing, it was three a year or something like that. But surely they had three. But the Gold Coast Suns weren't the fucking Melbourne Demons. I reckon they had three blokes they could have got rid of before the bloke who finished fourth in their BNF. Like, we're going to roll. Jeez, this bloke couldn't get a kick in the twos, but we'll keep him on. Yeah, the bloke who finished fourth in their BNF, let's delist him for 2 weeks. But so, what did they say? You reap what you sow. So if you're stupid enough to make those decisions, and, well, I guess, once again, the proof will be in the pudding. If he turns out to be a good player at North, well, they've made a colossal mistake. If he doesn't, well, no harm, no foul. But, what an almighty fuck-up. You couldn't – that's why truth is stranger than fiction, isn't it?
Coming from someone with no ability up front, but can't you get promoted as a star in November?
Oh,
so at the moment, Liam Jones and Hugh Greenwood are the best two players in the AFL, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. but yeah, it's, it was comical. But I wonder if the Suns wanted to get rid of him, well, they've done it a very, very good way. And North, finally saw an opportunity and took it. So
I don't think our mate ever became a required player this way.
No. It's an odd way to move clubs, but especially after the tweet he put out. But it obviously didn't age well, but good on him. He's gone to a club with zero fans to a club with no fans. So,
from JLH, any sign of the six pack, Samantha, yet for the summer?
It is so far off.
SOS for the pelvic floor.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry, summer's fucking just as far off anyway. So,
good Lord, it's really hard when you're breastfeeding because you can't cut calories because you don't eat, you don't make milk, unfortunately. But the gyms have just opened. I've been once.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep. A great time.
From Lee, two-part question. Dane, any luck confirming your overseas trip yet? I suppose you've confirmed that.
Yep,
definitely. And also, loved Eddie last week. Great man. Hope your ears are well rested now. Well, it's not our ears. We just didn't want to be interrupting.
Yep. So
we weren't going to improve it by speaking.
Yeah, exactly. so my date and flight date hasn't confirmed, but As soon as I figure out this Darwin fiasco, I will know. See, the early to mid-December is when I'll be off, probably till February.
From Goosey, would you rather fight a chicken a day or an orangutan a year, but you get the sword?
Oh, a chicken? Easy. Orangutan could get older. You couldn't fucking lose to a chicken.
Every day.
And you got the sword. Just why? That's going to take one mushka and he's cool. An orangutan could get you. They've got long arms. They're lanky.
They throw shit at you. Yeah, exactly. I'm better than the zoo.
They could come off a tree, like, you know. They could swing down. You can't catch.
It's a lot of work, though. You've got to get up every day.
Yeah, but is it a surprise attack once a year or is the day penciled in? Like, so do you know or do you walk out of your house and there's an orangutan flinging shit at you? So, I mean, you have to carry the sword every day?
I mean, it is a great question, which is why we're grateful. So,
when you have to carry the sword every day? With a chicken, what, chicken's going to peck you to death? Like, you step on its head.
You've not been attacked by a rooster before, have you?
No, bro, I reckon I'd back myself in.
Would you? I wouldn't.
Just boot the fuck out of him and get him out of my way and then not get him.
They are a lot.
A lot.
They're a lot.
Over an orangutan.
Well, one time...
Seen the size of those fuckers?
Yeah, have you seen the size of a fully fledged rooster? We had a rooster once that was killing our...
Not the rooster from Family Guy.
No. We had a rooster once that was killing our hens because he would go to have his way with them and the claws would pierce their... He was so big that he would like...
Do you reckon the orangutan couldn't lose to it?
I don't know, but like my dad...
You trying to tell me a chicken's got half a chance with an orangutan?
All right. Look, chicken over a rooster, I guess. They're very different.
From Jezza, Sam and Ralph, what is one good thing and one bad thing about working with Swatty?
There's many good things, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. There's no bad things. Your punctuality is impressive.
He is very punctual. Yeah.
For someone who goes out of his way to appear to not give a fuck about it, you're always on time.
I do like punctuality, yes.
Where'd you learn that? Is that inherent or just from being fined for being late?
Yeah. And I was always pretty much on time at playing footy, like hardly missed. If I was late, it wasn't because I was being late, it was actually because shit had happened. But I don't know, maybe because I think I hate waiting for people when they're late.
Yes.
Like, it fucking drives me crazy. Like, 5 minutes, but if, you know, people are half an hour late for no, you know, just for no reason, fucking drives me mad, so I try not to be like that.
That's one thing I've struggled with becoming a mum. Like, fuck, it's staying on time. Because I'm the same. I hate people being late, and I also hate myself being late. So when he shits his pants...
No, it's not punctual yet.
What are you shitting your pants again for, mate? This is the third time.
I'm sorry. Well... Oh, I apologize.
Very frustrating. Or he's asleep and they say don't wake a sleeping baby. Well, I'm like, fuck, I've got to get feeding. Oh, he drives me nuts.
It's becoming harder with
really
with children. Well, because like for all that shit, and mate, it feels like you move house every time you get in the car.
Yeah, exactly.
So we need all this shit in 4 suitcases. Well, we're going to mum and dad's for an hour. Fuck, like, yeah, being with the family, when traveling with the family is getting harder and harder to be punctual, because you on his sleep schedule, as you know, if he's sleeping, you want to wake him up, or we've got to feed him first, or we've got to do this, or fucking got to do this, or whatever it is. So it's.
And I used to just be able to get out of bed 15, 20 minutes before you have to leave the house. Absolutely not. You feed for an hour, he's going to shit himself at least twice. You've got to get yourself.
He could be the replacement for the Brass Against and take their music to the next level.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts. Just get your shit together.
That's the other thing. I set my alarm for what? Was recording this 8 a.m. I set it for 7:35. Got up, fed the dog, took him out, and walked straight out the door. Because I don't need to potter around in the morning. So I've never eaten breakfast or prefer to sleep.
That is an amazing feeling. Where all of a sudden, you don't have to look around. You can just do your own thing again.
Oh, that's great, isn't it?
It'll happen again in a decade or so.
Yeah, yeah.
From Cosmo, when's Ed coming back for another round?
Oh, we could have
Cosmo Kramer. Well, I don't know. He's a hard man to get hold of.
Whenever Ed wants.
Yes, exactly.
And finally, from David, what are your thoughts on the all-new taste of Coke No Sugar? I didn't know it was a new taste.
The what?
Coke No Sugar. Is that a new taste, is it?
I don't drink a lot of soft drink.
Yeah.
No. Unless it's mixed with an alcoholic beverage. I'm more of a water guy, but I might have a glass of Coke or raspberry lemonade if I'm...
Well,
because only if I'm going out for dinner, because I still have to be 0-0. So if I'm driving to the thing, like, I'll, instead of having a glass of wine, I'll treat myself to a to a softie.
Red Farrington.
How much longer do you have to be 0-0 for?
Yeah,
to October next year or something like that.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right, as we finish off, don't forget, Dane, in the middle of lockdown, Dane spent hours signing stubby holders and T-shirts.
It was. It did fucking take a bit longer than expected, to be honest.
Did you send something to me?
At home, I've got a real big box. Hello, Phil.
Excuse me? Yep. You've got a big box?
A big box full of signed stuff. So please go to swanieandfriends.com.au and help us pay our studio costs. And and if you're feeling very generous, my 27 challenge has got 11 days to go.
Oh, you're fucking killing that, by the way. Well done.
I've raised so no wonder you got a T-shirt on in the freezing cold. You're starting to bulk up a bit.
Yep. So if you can support that, it'd be great. End of part one.
Great. Done.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.